Hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. I'm broadcasting to you all live this marvelous Monday, December 19th, from Atlanta, Georgia. And as always, we want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, if you woke up this morning, then you know you are blessed to be here on this earth and that there is a reason for your existence. So each day, it's so important to find your joy. And, of course, we're going to be talking about ways to joy pamper yourself. We talked about it a little bit on last week as we discussed ways to dare to dream big. And so joy pampering is something that I want you to get used to. I want you to get used to hearing that word or those words, because I think it's something as women that we have to really learn how to do more often. You see, I talk to so many different women, and all of them have different things in common. And what I find very interesting is that a lot of women share with me that they have ups and downs and that they're extremely moody and that most of the time they are not finding their joy. And so I came up with this term, joy pampering, simply because I think it's important for us as women each day, every single day, on purpose, to discover our joy for the day. And just like there are new days, just like we have the different variations of time, minutes, and hours, and what have you, it's so very, very important for you to discover your joy every single day. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I want to thank all of those that attended the Goal Setting 101 teleclass on last Wednesday. We had a great turnout, and I received emails from several attendees stating, you know, that they had a better understanding of how to properly accomplish their goals. Now, for those of you that did not attend the Goal Setting 101 teleclass, you really missed out on something good. And so stay tuned, because we have a few prizes that we're going to be giving out. And the prize for today is that we are going to be sending you a link to the Goal Setting 101 teleseminar along with a copy of the handout. And we'll give three of those away today again. So stay tuned for how you'll be able to win that prize. And as always, we really want you to participate and to share with us. And so we're going to give you that opportunity today as we hand out the Goal Setting 101 prizes. We've got a great lineup for you today. It includes, again, ways to joy pamper yourself. Our business buzz today, we're going to talk about five ways to start building your contact list online. In addition to that, we have information as well on how to be true to yourself. And, of course, that's our hot topic for today, with the Shakespeare quote, "To thy own self be true." And you know, that statement is just so absolutely powerful, and it's so very, very important. So I think that if you have not given consideration to asking yourself the question, you know, am I truthful to myself? You know, what is it that I want out of life? Then you are definitely going to want to listen in today. And, you know, again, I just want to thank everybody who has tuned in thus far. And for those of you that have just come on the call, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio. And you have come at the right time. Our hot topic for today, of course, again, is going to be "To Thine Own Self Be True." You are also in for a great treat today, because we are going to give you a quick holiday recipe. Of course, Christmas is just around the corner. Literally, it is coming up on Sunday, and a lot of people are going to be cooking all week long and baking. And so, again, I'm just going to be sharing a quick holiday recipe. Someone asked me also, I had about three requests to please repeat the recipe for our holiday cranberry punch. So that'll be the recipe. I'll be repeating that again today, so stay tuned for that. I want to go ahead right now and give you some of the events that are going to be coming up at Women About Biz this month. Now, coming up on tomorrow, December the 20th, we have our Empower Funding Program call. And again, if you're seeking ways to get funding for your business or to gain supplemental income, then you definitely want to receive this information. You know, I've always said it, and it's true, it's time for women to pull together and truly exercise our power to help one another achieve wealth and success. And, of course, through the Empower Funding System, you can learn how to earn a great income to contribute towards your business. And the best part is that you don't have to pay it back. So, again, the Empower Funding call is tomorrow, Tuesday the 20th, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, of course, coming up on the following Tuesday, a couple days after Christmas, we have our Women About Biz member orientation. So whether you are a silver or a gold member, I think it's very important for you to take and participate in this particular call, because we're going to be letting you know some of the great things that are coming up for 2012. So whether you just joined Women About Biz or you're interested in learning how you can grow your business through Women About Biz, this is a great call for you to be on. Here's some of the things that I'll be personally covering: how to get valuable coaching to help you start or grow your business, ways to use our private social network, blogging on the Women About Biz website, how to access informational articles and resources for yourself, ways to fund your business, and much more. Now, to register for the Empower Funding Call or the member orientation, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. That's womenabout, B-I-Z, as in zebra, .com. And then click on events in the top red menu bar. And once you do that, you'll go to teleclasses, and you'll be able to register for either or both of these particular calls. So, again, that is on tomorrow, the Empower Funding Call at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Tuesday the 27th at 12 noon is the Women About Biz member orientation. And as always, we want to bring information to you that you'll be able to put to use right away, not only in your business, but in your personal life as well. So, again, to register for these free teleclass calls, just make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com, click on the word events in the red menu bar, and then from there, teleclasses, and you'll be able to register. You'll also receive a confirmation via your email with the conference phone number and the PIN code for you to gain access. So we appreciate all those who participate in our teleclasses, and again, we want to just encourage you to take advantage of all of the things that Women About Biz has to offer you. At this time, we always want to ask you for a very special blessing on our show, and that is to flash over on a separate line on your phone and to call at least one other woman that you know needs motivation, she needs encouragement, she's in business, and you know that this will help to set her week as well. It's nothing like blessing the life of another person. Have her to dial into the show at 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Let her know Successful Woman Radio is on the air, and it'll really help her to set her week. And, of course, if you are listening to Successful Woman Radio from your desktop computer, then please make sure that you go on the social networks and let individuals know, which is very, very important. And for those that are listening from their phone, of course, when you're in front of your computer, you can also go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out, and you can listen from the comfort of your computer as well. Again, this is Successful Woman Radio, and you're listening to me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Well, I had mentioned the words joy, pampering, and so I want to talk about that a little bit. You know, again, as women, it's so important for us to experience joy on a daily basis. You know, we have so many other things that we don't have control over in life that really can put a damper on our mood and how we're feeling throughout the day. And so we have to pay attention to what we do have control over. And what we have control over is how we express ourselves and what our mood is going to be when we wake up. And so I want to, first of all, just at you know, let you know what Webster Dictionary defines joy as, so we can kind of set the pace and understand truly what joy pampering is. Now, Webster defines joy as an emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires, okay? And I want to focus on that last part, the prospect of possessing what one desires, because that simply means that joy can be brought about also by, you know, looking at the future and looking at what you would like to have and creating a sense of well-being from that. So joy is both a noun and a verb, which means that we must take action in order to experience it. So with that said, let's go ahead and define joy pampering. Joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. It means that on purpose, you are specifically causing yourself to experience something that makes you feel good about yourself. Now, some of the rules that I, you know, have imposed on joy pampering is that joy pampering really should be done every single day. Every day in the morning when you wake up, it should be a part of what I call the first fruits of your day. You know, a lot of people are familiar with the first fruits of their day because they wake up and they give their first fruits to God. They wake up and thank Him for allowing them to wake up another day. They give prayer and they show gratitude, and it's just a beautiful thing. Well, you can extend the first fruits of your day by including joy pampering, and that's very, very important. So here are some suggestions that I have for joy pampering. First of all, give yourself 15 minutes each day to find your joy. You know, one of the things that we end up doing, you know, is we get caught up in the rat race, which means, you know, we live life on the surface a lot. We wake up. You know, if we've got kids, we hurry up and get them ready. Everything's in a hurried fashion. And so because of that, it doesn't leave us much time to really think about how we are feeling and what mood we are in. And we just go right into that hurried feeling, just takes us right into our day. And, of course, a lot of things can happen. You know, we can feel dissatisfied. We can have spurts of depression or stress throughout the day and really not know why we are feeling that way. So joy pampering is indeed, ladies, extremely important. And it's my goal to continue on the show for 2012 to really push joy pampering. And so I just want to give you just a few ideas of how you can joy pamper yourself. The first thing you need to know is that joy pampering is something that requires commitment, 15 minutes every day, and then you don't have to do anything complex to joy pamper. You could play your favorite song or music that could actually cause you to experience and feel valued and feel successful. You can repeat a positive, life-changing affirmation that you've created for yourself, and that can make you feel really good. You can give yourself a morning spa bath, and let me just tell you, I did that today. This is the first time since my surgery that I've been able to have a really nice bath. And I tell you, it put me in the best mode. And I just felt so wonderful after my morning spa bath. So I just want to encourage you, try it out. Call someone and let them know how much you appreciate them in your life. Yes, blessing the life of another person or helping out someone else definitely can bring you joy and make you feel good about yourself, and it can set the pace for your day. Drive to one of your favorite local areas where the scenery is beautiful. Perhaps you could leave out early and drive to a park and read your favorite Bible scripture in a serene area. There are just so many things that you can do to joy pamper yourself. So here's what I want to recommend. What I want to recommend to you is that in your time management planner or in your smartphone, that you literally give yourself the 15 minutes and just say, joy pamper myself, okay? Joy pamper myself. yourself and just find something to do that makes you feel good. You know, my sister shared with me the other day. She said, I joy pampered myself. And she says, you know, I gave myself just one little chocolate morsel, and I just sat down and I savored that, and that was just so great for me because I was just so busy all week, but it put me in a better mode. And as I got in that better mode, I was able to think about what it was that I wanted out of life for 2012, and I felt empowered. So, you know, again, joy pampering is something that's contagious. Once you start joy pampering and experiencing spurts of joy throughout the day, you're going to want to continue on with this ritual. You're going to want to continue to do it. So, again, those are some of the ways I just previously listed to joy pamper yourself. Remember to take at least 15 minutes out each day. You know, and again, just to repeat them, you can play your favorite song, repeat a positive and life-changing affirmation, give yourself a morning spa bath, you know, bless someone else, call them and let them know how much you appreciate them. And you can do so many other things. The list can go on and on. Hopefully what we will be able to do is I'll start a joy pampering group on the Women About Biz social network, and hopefully you guys will join that group, and then we can all share things that we have done to joy pamper ourselves, and that will help other people to catch on to it as well. So, ladies, there you have it, joy pampering, and again, the definition for joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. It is 12:16 after the hour, and for those of you that are listening, you are on the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Next, we want to talk about four ways to build your contact list. So if you don't have a pen and a notepad, you may want to quickly grab one, because this is our business buzz for today, and of course, one of the most important things about having an internet presence, having a website, is it means nothing without building a list. And a list simply refers to the fact that you have a person's name, email, and phone number, and that you're able to consistently communicate with them because they have shared that information with you. And once you have that, that means that they're interested in what you are about in your company, and you can continuously communicate with them on a consistent level. Well, I'm going to give you four ways to build your contact list online today. And again, I think it's just really important for us to understand how technology is shaping our business, because really, the large majority of companies, even today, everything is kind of pushing towards online technology, from social networking to mobile phones, through texting, through e-newsletters. And so it's very important to keep up with the trend. So here we go. Number one, in four ways to build your contact list, start with your current contact list. Now, you may have a list of 50 people or 30 people, but here's what you need to do. Are you keeping in connection with them? You know, are you sending them out timely and relevant information to get them to visit your website? Because if you're not, this is the first place you need to start. Don't worry about future connections and people who may help you build your list. You really need to worry about the current people that you have a list on already. And again, like I said before, if you haven't been staying connected with them and keeping consistent, then that's your first responsibility, is to get consistent with your current list of individuals, okay? I also want to have a side note on number one, which is if you haven't been in connection with your email list for a long time, you first may want to check and see if those email addresses are actually valid. So if you have the phone number and the first and last name of your list, you may want to schedule some time in your planner or use a virtual assistant and take the time to verify those email addresses and then proceed from there. Let's take a look at what number two is in four ways to build your contact list online. Well, you have to know your target market, okay? Did you know that a lot of people that are in your mailing list may not even be in your target market? And a lot of times, individuals are just at a standstill of trying to figure out why they are not getting a good response to their emails. But I believe one of the main reasons is because it's not your target market. If it were your target market, you would have a better response rate. The second reason I feel that people don't get good responses is based on the subject line, because you have to have a subject line that is going to get a person to click through to your email. And if the subject isn't interesting, they very well may not click through. So, you know, knowing what your target market is the first rule of marketing. And, again, many people overlook it. And I think it intimidates them because they, you know, they have to go about finding and researching and trying to figure that out. But, again, as I've said before last time, ladies, we cannot be successful by ourselves. And so if we need help, we need to reach out and get the help and talk to maybe a marketing consultant to help us to figure out what our target market is. Otherwise, we're just going to have a big question mark and kind of stumble through things. So I've repeated number one, start with your current contact list. Number two, know your target market. Here's number three. Create a business blog where you can brand yourself by posting relevant and interesting content. And that's very, very important. Now, a lot of people have asked me, you know, should I have a separate blog and a separate website? Well, the website is your informational base, okay? Your blog is more of like a journal log, okay? And so a lot of the times you're not really trying to put a lot of long, drawn-out articles on your blog, but you're trying to basically keep people updated with what's going on the website, giving them great, relevant information about other things around the Internet that you've seen that might also still pertain to your industry. You're dropping links for them to visit the site. And so there's a little bit difference in blogging. Now, I will say that a lot of people now use their blog as their main website. So I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking more or less about a blog role, a journal, where you're able to have more of a consistent presence on a daily or every other day basis, and you can let people know what's going on your website and what's going on in the Internet land, and people appreciate that information, and it helps you to brand yourself. And then, of course, last but not least, join 3 to 5 social networks where your target market exists, and also post relevant content from your blog and from your website. So, again, those are 4 ways to build your contact list online, and I'll quickly repeat them for those of who are taking notes. Number one is start with your current contact list. Number two, know your target market. Number three, create your business blog where you can brand yourself by posting relevant and interesting content. And number four, join 3 to 5 social networks where your target market exists. And that is 4 ways to build your contact list online. Now, there are many other ways, and coming up in 2012 at Women About Biz, we're going to be focusing more on technology, building your business online on your mobile phone, creating your WordPress website, your blogs. We're going to be coming up with some great teleclasses and our coaching for 2012. We're very excited about that. We're going to be having a coaching class just for those who are starting up their business, and then we'll have a coaching session for those who've already started and they're growing their business. And then, of course, we are looking at doing a coaching call that is just about technology, social networking, how to make it happen. And so we're very, very excited about that. And so, of course, next Monday, we will be announcing on the Successful Woman Radio Show some of the wonderful things that are going to be going on first quarter at womenaboutbiz.com. So I hope that everybody was able to take some good notes on 4 ways to build your contact list online, because it is very, very important. I also want to just quickly share with you the importance of, you know, building a networking system for yourself as well. It really is important. A lot of people like to network both online and offline, but they really don't have a good system as to how they really should be doing that. And so I want to encourage you to think about this. You know, when you are networking at a networking event and you're receiving business cards, you are actually getting what I consider something very valuable. Why? Because if you had to spend $200 to $300 with mailing out first class, some type of direct mail piece to individuals, you probably would only get a 3% to 5% response rate back. That means that you will only get probably about 3 or 4 people. You could go to a networking event and walk away with contact information of about, you know, anywhere between 10 and 15 people or more. And so networking meetings can't be devalued. You have to be very careful about devaluing networking events. It's important for you to understand that you should be investing in networking events and identifying where your target market might be, what events are best for you, and then you should have a system of how you process everything that you receive in a networking event, from connections to referrals to people that you personally want to meet but didn't get a chance to. So in your networking system, you should have to figure out how you're going to follow up with individuals, how you're going to database those business cards, how you're going to get permission to send individuals email and information, how you can request a meeting with those individuals. It's very, very important. Keep in mind that the responsibility of making the connection is on you, not the other individual, and that the real networking begins after the networking event is over. And oftentimes, of course, and I find with many business women, I see business cards stacked up on their desk. There is actually no system in place, and they're, you know, unfortunately, they have lost the momentum that could have been gained from following up right away after that networking event. So, word to the wise. Make sure you develop that networking system as you approach 2012. And make sure you identify 2 to 3 networking events that you can participate in that really can add value to your business, either from an educational standpoint and a growth standpoint or from a referral and connection standpoint with potential clients and resources, okay? Very, very important. It is 12:27 after the hour, and I see we've had some people to tune in. And so we want to thank you for being with us at Successful Woman Radio. And, of course, make sure you mark your calendar every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time for the Successful Woman Radio Show, where you can listen to us live by dialing in, or you can listen to us straight from your desktop or laptop by visiting blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. So again, we just want to thank all of you. And as we head into our hot topic, I'm going to take a break for a few minutes because we just talked about joy pampering. So I'm going to take a quick break from our topic, and I want to right now go and open up a couple of the lines and give people an opportunity to win our prize today, which is you will get a direct link to the Goal Setting 101 teleseminar, and you'll get emailed a copy of the handout, okay? And if you'll remember, the handout you had to pay for, and, of course, the teleclass, after it is recorded, you have to pay for that as well. So this is great for you. So the first 3 people that press *1 on their phone keypad and share with me a way that you feel you can joy pamper yourself, you will be a winner of the Goal Setting 101 teleclass, a copy of that. And again, what I want you to share with me is tell me what you think about joy pampering, and then tell me how you feel you might be able to joy pamper yourself. I see that we have a caller on line 7557. Caller on line 7557, you are live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from, and tell us what you can do to joy pamper yourself.
Hi, Trina. This is Dee Williams. How are you?
Hi, Dee. I'm doing just fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, listening to you, talk about joy pampering. I think that's a great idea. For me, joy pampering is that early morning time where it's quiet and peaceful, that I do my meditation. I think about how my day is going to be. I put a smile on my face and do some affirmation. And I work toward having a great and wonderful day. That's always my purpose, and meeting someone that I can be of help to. So
wonderful, wonderful. And what do you think about that term, joy pampering? Don't you think that kind of just describes what we need to be doing every day?
I think every female needs to pamper themselves and with joy every day, because that is what will really get your day started and keep your energy level on a higher level.
Absolutely. Well, Dee, you are the winner of a link to the Goal Setting 101 teleclass along with the handout, and so we will be emailing that to you. And congratulations, and thank you so much for participating.
Thank you so much, Trina.
Okay, wonderful. And so that was Dee Williams. And again, we all have to start joy pampering, ladies. You know, we can no longer just look at what everybody else experiencing joy or keep saying to ourselves, I've got to bring more joy into my life and not do it. You know, we have got to make a consistent effort on a daily basis to literally pamper ourselves with joy every single day. Nobody else is going to do it for us, and that's what we have to get. Again, if you'd like to share with us how you can joy pamper yourself, you'll be the winner of the Goal Setting 101 teleclass recording along with the handout. Just press *1 on your phone keypad, and we can bring you on the air live. So, again, we have two more of those prizes available, and hopefully we have quite a few people on the show, so hopefully you will be participating today. Our hot topic for today is To Thine Own Self Be True. To Thine Own Self Be True. And you know, I thought about this saying, this slogan, to thine own self be true, and it's something that I have been saying to myself a lot as we're moving into 2012, and I ask myself the question, what is it that I want to be doing for 2012? How do I want to improve my life? How do I want to bless the lives of other people? And I began to really find some things that I didn't want to be doing. And I realized that, you know, I needed to say no to some things in order to move things out of the way and clear the room for me to be able to focus on what's most important. You know, on one of our shows, I talked about the fact that we cannot say yes to every good thing. We really cannot say yes to every good thing. There are so many wonderful things out there in the world and so many opportunities that will come your way. However, in order for you to achieve and accomplish something, you have to have focus. You have to have commitment. And above all, you have to be willing to sacrifice something. So that means that you're not going to be able to say yes to everything. Now, would you believe that it's easy to be dishonest with yourself? Would you believe that it was very simple to do that? Well, it is. And every day, women are living life on the surface, refusing to dig deep and discover what it is that they truly want out of life. You know, the expression to thine own self be true, and by the way, again, that expression came from Shakespeare himself, it isn't just about being truthful, but it's also about making a commitment to be authentic and discover who you really are and what you really want in life and in business, okay? And I think one of the things that as women that we have a problem with is that, again, it's that darn multitasking. You know, as women, we have this tendency to feel that we have to be the servant all the time and that we have to multitask and do so many things in life. And as a result, we have a tendency to live life on the surface, okay? And living life on the surface, don't get me wrong, you know, we sometimes are going to experience that all the time, living life on the surface. That just simply means that in the means of the day, we're just moving through the day. However, it requires something totally different in order to often be truthful with yourself and to get real and to really find out what it is that you want. You see, here's what I've learned about a lot of us as women, and I speak in general terms. As women, we find it easy often and inspiring to listen to words of inspiration, see successes of others, read great motivational books, and yet we often don't take action on what we're hearing and what we are feeling. It's as if we're satisfied sometimes with listening and learning about how others are being successful, and that's not what success is all about at all, okay? So it's time for us to get truthful with ourselves and dig beneath the surface to learn what it is that we truly want out of life. As a matter of fact, that's the first question you must ask yourself. The question, what is it that I'm truly seeking in life? Now, here's the thing. You're not going to always know everything that you want, and so you shouldn't expect that of yourself. You shouldn't get overwhelmed with that thought. But what you should know, at the very least, is what it is that you want to experience within this next year or so. You should know what that is. And if you don't, that's why it's so important for you to take time to have a discovery period in order to figure it out. And it goes through a process of elimination because some people are confused. Some people live life on the surface so much it's that they haven't taken the time to have a deep breath and figure out what it is that they truly want in life. I know that I've been talking to a lot of women who are in business, and many of them are sharing with me that they aren't sure that they are in the right business for themselves. And so I just want to have a side note and say, if that's you, that's a great discovery. But what you can't do is just continue on in the same business and keep moving forward with it knowing that it's not something that you really want to be doing. No, you have to stop. And you have to reevaluate and then find something that you will want to have passion about and something that you can do. And that's very, very important. And again, I want to just quickly take a break here and for those of you that are listening and let you know that we still have two prizes available. That Goal Setting 101 teleclass is very powerful and it gives you some great step-by-step information. All you need to do is just press *1 on your phone keypad, and then let us know what you plan on doing to joy pamper yourself. How do you plan on utilizing the first fruits of your day just for you to really bring joy into your life? Just press *1 on your phone keypad, and then we'll be able to take your call live on the air, and you can win the Goal Setting 101 teleclass along with the handout. It is 12:37 after the hour. You're listening to Successful Woman Radio, sponsored by WomenAboutBiz.com, and we're talking about To Thine Own Self Be True, how important that expression is and what we need to do in order to be truthful with ourselves. You know, one of the articles that I read online, which really makes a whole lot of sense, and it's DrIrene.com, by the way. And she says, and I'm just going to read, I'm just going to quote what she says. She says, "To thine own self be true, how profound. How many of us have a hard time being true to ourselves? Those of us that gave our life to another at the cost of losing who we are in the process will have a hard time of being true to ourselves. Allowing someone else to define who we are, we lose our ability to discover and grow inwardly. We no longer are able to discern a truth from a lie. For many of us, we have accepted lies for so long that finding out what is true takes time. Having done this very thing, I know how difficult the journey to self-discovery can be. However, true, and the word truth is a word that brings out such, you know, many negative reactions because it is an action word. You cannot accept truth without change." And so I, too, agree with what Dr. Irene is saying. You know, true change is required in order to be truthful to yourself. And so a lot of the times as women, we have a tendency to run away. Anytime it requires work and effort, we get overwhelmed sometimes. And we run away from improving ourselves, but we can no longer do that. And so, my dear sisters, if you are planning to have a 2012 year full of success, abundance, peace, prosperity, and change, then the first thing that we have to do, guess what, is you have to be truthful to yourself. There is no other way. You've got to be truthful to yourself. And so it requires a commitment. And again, it starts with the first question, what is it that I am truly seeking in life? You see, we're going to have to dig beneath the surface to learn what it is that we really want. So here are some ways to be truthful to yourself. Number one, know what it is that you want to accomplish. What is it that you want to experience in life, be it life or business itself? Know what you want to accomplish, okay? Number two, be willing to ask for help. Remember, you cannot be successful by yourself. You will only start seeing more success when you start reaching out to others and when you start asking others for help. Truly, I can guarantee you you're going to start seeing a change. Here's number three. Stop saying yes to things that aren't contributing to what it is that you want, okay? One of the things that I want to especially say to business women is this. I am learning that a lot of women who are in business for themselves are treating it haphazardly. They are giving the business little time. They are not planning. They are not really being the CEO that that business needs. And so I want to let you know again that in order to be in business and start seeing some results, you literally have to give your business a certain set number of hours each week. That's just for the business, and then you are going to have to make some sacrifices, okay? It will be hard for you to cut some things out, but you must in order to give that business the time it deserves. Remember, the end result is that if you run the business correctly, if you've identified your target market properly, and you're doing the things that you should be doing for a productive and successful business, it is going to pay back those dividends to you, which is going to allow you to have the financial means to accomplish some personal goals in life that you've been wanting to do. So it is a give and take, and you do have to sacrifice for your business. Very, very important. And I think that as women, we are saying yes to too many things. We're involving ourselves in a lot of activities. And in a way, that makes us feel important and makes us feel as though we're getting things accomplished. But at the end of the day, we are not being focused enough. And so I definitely hope that you guys are taking notes on that and that, you know, and that you are realizing how important it is for you to not say yes to everything, okay? If you will remember, we had a show, and our show was The Power of No. We had that show on Monday, December 5th, and we talked about why no is such a powerful word and how it really could help us to get ahead in life, because we have to learn how to adequately say no a lot of the times, especially when we are running a business and needing that time to give to the business itself. So I think that's very, very important. Again, we want to go ahead and open up the phone lines and allow other people to win a couple of the prizes that we have, which is a recording of the Goal Setting 101 teleclass. Now, you might be saying to yourself, I know how to goal set, but I beg to differ. I find a lot of the times when I am, whether I'm giving live workshops or teleclasses, that people have the wrong idea about what goal setting is. And as a result, they are not incorporating it in their lives on a daily basis. So here's your opportunity to win the Goal Setting 101 teleclass recording, along with a PDF handout that I will send you, both are valuable. And so to win, just press star 1 on your phone keypad and let us know how you will joy tamper yourself, or since we've been talking about putting our own self be true. If you have any comments on that, you are more than welcome to comment on that as well. It is 12:44, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio, where we are talking about literally being truthful to ourselves, learning to dig beneath the surface, and literally ask ourselves the question, you know, what is it that I want out of life? I see that we have a caller on line 5316. Caller, you are live. Give us your first name and the city you're calling from, and proceed with your comment.
Hi, this is Rosalie. I'm in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Wonderful. Hi, Rosalie. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. And what are your comments for us today?
Yes, I am listening to your radio. I do listen to it a couple of times, quite a few times. Betty Scott was the one who referred me to you.
Wonderful.
And yes, so I'm here. You said current, keep a list of your current contact. That's from earlier on. Current contact list, like you said when you just started on the show.
Uh-huh.
Supposing your contact, are you talking about the contacts that we have generally or the contact list concerning the business, concerning those whom would need to help us get our business up and going?
No, I was referring, you're talking about when I spoke about building your list. No, that is the a list of prospects or a list of potential customers who would be interested in your business and what you have.
Yeah.
And that's what that list is about.
Okay, and I also like the part about target markets. Know your target markets. And that's one of my biggest issue. But by listening to you, I am getting closer to getting my target market. Because several times I do get emails from solicitors saying that, well, your business is not in the right market. How can we help you to get out there? And I'm here, you know, wondering if it's going to cost a lot of money. Should I bother with them? Are they just hoax? But I'm listening to you, and I'm paying more attention. And I don't know, maybe you can give me a thumbs up on that.
Yeah, you have to be very careful, Rosalie. You really don't want to get involved with anything until you yourself are clear on who your target market is, because nobody can tell you who the target market is. You really have to do some research. Now, you can also work with a marketing consultant. And as a matter of fact, if you go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on advisors, we have our marketing advisor, Tori Allen. You can get a complimentary consultation with her, and she can better explain to you what a target market is and how you might go about in researching to figure that out, okay?
Great. Give me your website one more time, please.
Okay, that's women, W-O-M-E-N, womenaboutbiz.com. And if you have not registered, you'll have to first register. So, Rosalie, have you listened to the part of the show today where we talked about to thine own self be true?
Thank you.
Okay, Rosalie, did you listen to the part of the show today where we talked about to thine own self be true?
Oh, yes, I've been listening to the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Now tell me, what did you think about joy pampering and pampering your joy with yourself with joy every day?
Oh,
to kind of
definitely.
Stay
oh, definitely.
Day?
Oh, definitely. That's very, I do that. I have to do that very often because I would be a mess. So I do agree
Absolutely.
With you 100% that we need to take time out to do some, especially meditating with the Lord and reading some psalms to make you feel refreshed for the day and just something about, just think about joyful things. And I do go to the park and look at the sceneries, and it works.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for participating on the show today, and you did, you will win a recorded copy of Goal Setting 101 Workshop along with the handout, and our producer will be calling you to make sure that we confirm your email address, okay?
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, again, ladies, I want to just encourage you and remind you about joy pampering. That if you'll remember, I said that a lot of people, especially for those of us who are Christian, You know, we give the first fruits of our day by waking up and thanking God and then praying and maybe reading the scripture. But when we talk about joy tampering, that's a part of it. But I want you to also joy tamper something just for you as well, something that you need to take action on in addition to giving the first fruits of your day, okay? So be mindful of that. So it's something that you have to do for yourself as well, and that's very, very important. I see that we have another caller on the show, caller who has the last four phone number digits, 1711, last four phone digits, 1711. You are live. Please give us your first and last name and the city you're calling from.
My name is Yolanda Gondres, and I live in the Atlanta area.
Wonderful. Hi, Yolanda. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Wonderful.
For me, that's something, what you're talking about, I'd have to focus on more of my needs because I'm a nurse by trade and I'm used to focusing on everybody else's needs. So I'm used to also health and wellness, so I'm always concerned about others. But that's something, sometimes we're not quite as focused on what we need to maintain a healthy emotional and physical life. That's, you know, so for me, that's something I do, but sometimes you have to consciously make an effort. And I always wake up, like you say, I'm a Christian woman, so I wake up and I pray. But, you know, sometimes you can get distracted about, you know, and lose focus on specifically what we need. So I'm going to make sure do more journaling because I love to do that, and it helps me stay focused on what I need to do. You know, I need to start my week out and stay on track.
Absolutely. And you mentioned something that's very important, which is journaling, because journaling helps us to objectively, it helps us to really see ourselves objectively and to really get in touch with ourselves. Very, very important. Well, Yolanda, you are also the winner of a free teleclass recording, Goal Setting 101, along with the handout. And thank you so much for participating.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And again, you guys, just keep in mind that sharing and talking and letting people hear your comments about, you know, what you're listening to on the show is really the first stage to just declaring what it is that you want and how you're going to make it happen for yourself. It also gets you to win a prize as well. And, of course, I want to thank Dee, and I want to thank Yolanda, and I want to thank Rosalie for sharing with us. And all three of those ladies are the winners of the Goal Setting 101 teleclass recording along with the handout itself. It is 12:52 after the hour, and I just want to quickly tell you guys, we've had so many emails of people saying that holiday punch is the best, and of course, I always have it at different events that I do, and so it's not just for the holidays, but you know, normally that's when a lot of people make this punch. So I want to go ahead and give out the recipe one more time. It's very easy to put together, okay? So you need one large can of Dole pineapple juice. You need one can of frozen cranberry juice. You need a fourth cup of sugar. You need one ginger ale, okay? And, of course, you need crushed ice. And basically, you know, you just pour the concentrated cranberry juice over the ice, add your fourth cup sugar, pour the Dole pineapple juice, and then start slowly adding the ginger ale and stirring briskly. And, of course, it is the best punch you ever want to taste. I can guarantee you that if you put it out on your counter, you might want to have enough for two batches because people drink it that fast and that quick. So, some variations of that is that you can add a can of fruit cocktails, the can of fruit cocktails and the juice. You can also add different types of fruits, pineapple, strawberries, chunks, and cherries are very good in it as well. So, you know, again, there's just different variations of the punch. But, again, the core base recipe of the punch is the can of Dole pineapple juice, the actual keep in mind, use Dole pineapple juice, not a generic brand. For some reason, there's a variation in the taste. One can of cranberry concentrated juice, 1/4 cup of sugar. I missed out on the water, but there is also 1 cup of water. And, you know, again, this is like the best holiday punch you'll ever want to taste. As a matter of fact, I make it sometimes for dinner for my family because, you know, they're asking, hey, can we have some of that holiday punch to drink? And, again, I hope that you guys enjoy that. Email me and let me know if you try it. And, again, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. One thing that I heard on Good Morning America today that I do believe is true, and that is be very, very careful about some of the retail sales. You know, a lot of the stores are now having 50% off on everything in the store, but if you look at the original retail tags and the prices, they are a lot higher than you would expect, okay? I saw a sweater. They said 50% off on everything in the store, and I saw a sweater that was like $130 for a sweater that totally was not worth that. And so be very, very careful about stores because they are changing the tags, the retail tags on a lot of the clothing, and then saying there's 50% off. So what I'm realizing is that it's, you know, if you still got some shopping to do and you can hold off, the real sales begin after Christmas. Everybody should know that, but it's true. The real sales really begin after Christmas, okay? We have one other caller, I do believe, on line 2498. Caller on line 2498. We want to go ahead and let you make your comments as well. You're live on the air. Give us your first name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, Trina. This is Patricia Coleman. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Hi, Patricia.
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm from the metro Atlanta area.
Uh-huh.
And I want to comment on Joy Pampering. And I didn't realize I was Joy Pampering, but one of the things that I love to do is occasionally I buy myself a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And I love flowers anyways. So mm-hmm. that's one of the things that I do, and I tend to buy a lot of plants as well, and I have some really odd-looking plants in my home and at work.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful.
I tend to them a lot, so they really grow
right?
well. Pardon me?
I said, and that makes you feel good. You can feel the joy that it brings
yes.
to you. Wonderful,
yes.
wonderful. Well, Patricia, thank you so much, and I'm going to go ahead and extend to you a free copy of the Goal Setting 101 teleclass along with the handout itself. So congratulations, and please keep listening to the show.
Thank you so much, Trina, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Patricia, that was she gave us a good idea, too. She says she buys herself a bouquet of flowers, and she loves plants, and, that just really brings joy to her. And, again, you have to figure out individually what it is that brings you joy, but you should be doing it on a daily basis, and it doesn't have to be something complex. But it needs to be something that's just for you so that you can remember that you hold the power. God has given you the power to create your own joy, your own success, your own accomplishments. And the only way it's going to get done is that you take action. After this brief musical intro, we will come up on our last portion, our inspirational time. Ladies, I've enjoyed being with you so much today, and I want to give you something that's going to carry you for the week. And I want to talk to you about how important it is that you wake up each morning driven and ready to go. You see, you have one body, one spirit, one mind, and one lifetime. You have been given the gift to design your roadmap and create all the successes you can handle in your lifetime. So, ladies, each morning, my sisters, you must wake up driven, passionate, and focused on who you are and ensure that you are involved in activities, goals, relationships that contribute to your well-being and to your vision. Don't do anything that takes away from your joy or that takes away from what you need to be focused on, but rather try to involve yourself in things that are going to bring you joy, bless others, and contribute to your goals. That's what's most important. Remember, you can't say yes to every good thing, but what you can do is say yes to the things that are going to contribute positively in your life and help you to accomplish and achieve your goals. This is the end of our show today. Make sure that you stay tuned for next Monday, December 26th, as we bring to you our next edition of Successful Woman Radio. Have a blessed and abundant week, and happy holidays to everyone. Bye-bye.